Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Hello, and all right, I'm going to jump right into it. I want to get the subject that's like burning on my mind, the thing that's really like stuck in my craw right now is gender roles. I know that sounds weird, but what really kind of irks me the most about one of the things that irks me the most about this whole process, this whole dating process, this whole like online thing, and just doing what I'm doing, or just doing what I'm doing has accelerated this to the forefront. I already knew this to be the case because I know this about myself, but one of the sort of irritants that I have to deal with is, you know, it's kind of the gender role thing. Men being men and women being women. I think it might surprise a lot of people to know that when it comes to the male-female roles, that I'm pretty conservative. In fact, one of the people that I just am on board with the most, surprisingly enough, and I'm sure somebody's going to write in and say, like, this is totally, way off base, but really it isn't, is the one female that I'm like totally on base with. I'm going to have a drum roll here before I say this, because I know people are going to fall under their chairs, is Dr. Laura. I listened to her since I was, 19 or 20. I used to listen to her radio show on the talk on the AM station. and the reason I like her is because, and the reason I agree so much with her is that, you don't have to be married and although in a marriage, I totally agree with what she's saying, but, somehow, some way we've gotten so far off the freaking male, female roles. And why this comes up for me so much is, I get all these guys, that are sort of like putting feelers out, they're flirting, they're doing all this stuff, and then they can't close the fucking deal. And I'm not going to fucking push it along for you. Trust me. It's not going to happen. I am not, let me say, not going to help you get into bed with me. Not in the slightest. As far as when you're trying to, and I use this term very, very, very loosely, generically, but when you're courting, when you're trying to entice a female, which I am, into meeting you and eventually, fucking you, you had better ask me out. Close the deal. I won't do it for you. I absolutely will not. I don't care who you are, how good looking you are. You're not going to get any help from me. Because I know, the minute a guy just sits there and just sort of bungles, I can see what's happening. I literally, all of the interest, sexiness, whatever. All everything leading up to that just shrivels up and dies like a little prune. No. That turns me off so fast. So fast. I don't know where, like, a lot of the real men have gone. But as I say, I've sort of been out of the loop for a while. So, you know, or maybe it's always been this way. I don't know. But I can tell you, for me, it's a major, major turnoff. And again, I'm not saying that I'm, you know, looking for, you know, somebody to fill a certain capacity or role. But as far as just the actual, you know, preemptive, like, can we meet? Can we do that? Whatever. I like a man to be a man. That's just my thing. And, you know, I've never been married. And the reason I've never been married is because I take it so seriously. Not because I don't want to or never wanted to or haven't had, you know, been in serious relationships where that was put to me, you know, proposed actually. And, you know, and I had to say no. But, you know, and the reason I said no, and the reason I have never wanted to go there is because I actually do take it so seriously. I, you know, I think that that's a serious commitment covenant. You don't break that. Like, you go there, you better know who the fuck you are, what you're doing, and how the agreement, what and how the agreement is between the two parties. And so many people don't know that and end up puzzled as to why they're so unhappy. You know, I'm like, well, you didn't read the fine print. Or you ignored the fine print. I'm somebody who's not willing to ignore that or look the other way. It's okay if you want to just have a casual relationship with that person. Don't go fucking marrying them. But, you know, again, this is a hot button for me. But it's an extension of just the genesis of, you know, you have to men are men and women are women. And with everything, with the world changing and technology and just everything that's evolved, that hasn't. And so if you're a woman and you don't know how to make a man feel like a man, and you're a man and you don't know how to make a woman feel like a woman, well, there's going to be problems. I'll tell you what, I have a few friends, really just two, who have marriages that I am envious of. You know, like, their relationship is something to strive for. And that's rare. That's very rare. But one of my friends, I love her to death. And I always say, you know, what's the key? Because we talk about it all the time. I'm like, what is the key? She's like, well, I never say no to sex with my husband. And I'm just like, there you go. Brilliant. Brilliant. Because when you're giving your partner or your spouse or your husband what they want, you are getting it back in return. And I don't mean this to sound condescending, but men are pretty simple. I don't mean that. Again, it's not condescending. Women, you know, women, we're our own little ball of energy. I'll put it that way. And that works against us sometimes, for sure. But men really, I mean, they're not super complicated. And that's the beauty of it. You know, I think we want to overcomplicate that sometimes. myself included. Believe me, I've been in this boat. I mean, I'm calling it all out there. But the interesting thing is, you know, somehow we've kind of, you know, shifted out of these gender roles where women should be closing the deal and getting a man. Well, I'll tell you what, if you have to close the deal and get a man, that's a girly man. And, you know, if you close a deal and you get your girly man, don't spend the rest of his life and your life making him miserable for the fact that he's a girly man. You knew that when you signed up, or you wanted to snag him and then hope that he would be something different than he is. Accept what you see. Believe it when you see it. That's who that person is. And as far as it goes on the dating scale, like I know I've gone way down the path, but if you roll the clock back and you really, you know, at this point where you're just kind of dating or even just fucking, which is, you know, in my wheelhouse, still, I don't want to fuck a guy that I have to close a deal with him. Jesus Christ. Do you know how like unattractive that is? That makes me dry. There's no wetness going on down in my vagina for that. No, it's fucking Drysville. That's not attractive at all. A man that just doesn't know how to come after you like a fucking hurricane and close the deal. Oh, what do you think he's going to be like in bed? Weak. No fun. Lights off. I mean, you know, I don't know. I know, like, isn't this funny? I went from, like, last week was crazy. I'm going to one extreme to the other, but the bitch is back, people. I'm back. I'm back in full swing. And this is something that's really been on my mind. And I hate to, you know what, I don't like to have a bitch session, or I hate to lead with a negative. I hate to just talk about, you know, like, here's what I don't like. But it's happened so much after, you know, I don't know, what do I know, 7, 8, 9 months of doing this. It amazes me. It truly amazes me, like, how, you know, you're moving things along and things are moving along and it gets to a certain point and the guys are just so, I don't know what the word is. I want to say lazy. That may be just generically. I may not be really even putting it right, but they're kind of like, they'll say everything, but hey, let's get together. When are you available? This is how my schedule is this week. I mean, nothing, like just nothing irks me more. And I won't do it for them. I will not. They fade off and go away. I wish I would have kept a tally. Again, you know, hindsight being 2020, I wish I would have kept a tally of the guys that, how many guys have reached out and contacted me. And how many, you know, have just couldn't close a deal? You know, if I had to do this all over again, going into it, believe me, I like to quantify things. I like to, you know, I like data. I like to analyze. So, you know, that wasn't my focus, but I know, I mean, I could still access that information. I can still pull up like everybody I've talked to, all, I can do the whole thing and I could sit there and just, you know, figure it all out. But it's very interesting. And I don't know. I wonder when some of these guys, like, I mean, the only thing I can think of is like their mother should be slapped or somebody should be slapped. I don't know. But they didn't get the memo. Nobody taught them, whatever. Or they're just being lazy. I have no idea. I absolutely don't really have a clue about it. But I know that I am a firm believer in, you know, as open-minded and, you know, crazy out there as I am. And I am, believe you me, I mean, everybody's pretty much seen it here. You know, I on this website, I am all those things. But I'm also I believe in nature. You can't fight that. You cannot. You can try as hard as you want. You can have all these gyrations. You can, you know, put all of these different societal and social things on it. But at the end of the day, nature wins. You know, look at, you know, the laws of science. They do not change. They don't change people. So, you know, what you're going to have is chaos and disruption and just, you know, just unharmonious relationships when you try to go against what's meant to be as far as a male-female dynamic. And I, you know, I don't, and you can apply that to heterosexuals, you can apply it to homosexuals. Somebody has to be, you know, there has to strike a balance. You have to strike a balance. And it's a beautiful balance. That's what I mean. It's intricately designed. I mean, I know I said this in my very first podcast, I was talking about men and women and what I love about a man. You know, I love all the things that are masculine and I appreciate that. I eat it up with a spoon, you know, and when I, you know, when I'm in my personal environment, in my personal life, I enjoy being a woman, which is what I am. You know, I'm not a man, I'm a woman. And I want all of the, you know, all the things, all the benefits that come with being a woman. And there's a lot of benefits. And I still think that, you know, I'll go out there and put it on record. I still think that at the end of the day, you know, as a female who has a brain in her head, who has her shit together, her, you know, her finances, all these things, like, I, you know, that I have a huge leg up. And I think men have it so much harder. Like, I look at, you know, I'm basically the head of my own household, right? And so I can appreciate why, you know, men supporting a family, like how hard that is. It's tremendous pressure. And they take that on. And women, for the most part, I understand that times have changed, but still, I mean, like, I don't know that, I'm not sure that women go to bed at night with the same amount of pressure, you know, as a man does. Whether it's actual, perceived, you know, whatever, still, you know, that's, they're under that, they live under that. And women, you know, we kind of get to achieve those things now because of the way the world's changed, but we don't have to live under that pressure, the same societal pressure, right? So we still have the struggle, right, to get the same, you know, to hit that level or whatever that goal is. But on top of it, we don't have that additional societal pressure. Like, well, how are you providing for your family? And are you, you know, are you a ne'er-do-well? Are you a producer? What are you doing? So I know, again, I know this is a bit of a rant and a tangent, but, you know, the crux of it is that I really think that men and women, again, like I said in my first podcast, we're uniquely designed for each other. And or the male female energy, and that could be two males, that could be two females. I'm not saying how it comes, but I'm just saying you have to strike a balance. And that balance is a natural balance. That's why, you know, that's why nature works the way it works, because there's a balance to it. When you start fucking with that, you're going to have problems. And that's why, you know, single people are outnumbering married people. And that's, you know, that's why everything's kind of got turned on its ear, because the balance isn't being struck. So just on a very, very, rolling that back to a very, very basic level, you know, men have to, that's the wrong thing to say. They don't have to do anything. But personally, I like it when a man knows how to be a man. And trust me, I know how to be a woman. In the right circumstance and the right dynamic, absolutely, yes. You know, you have to know, like, how the counterbalance to that is. If a man's going to make you feel like a woman, you have to make him feel like a man. And I think that's really, like, a beautiful thing. I like that. And I think that what's interesting and what I'm finding is, like, that's sort of kind of gone a bit. It's not totally gone, but it's harder to find. And yeah, I think that's kind of too bad. I mean, you know, look, I'm not looking to change. I'm not going to like protest or march, but you know, it is sort of something that it's like, oh my God, like, you know, one of my favorite movies is Gone with the Wind. It was my favorite movie when I was, one of my favorite movies when I was in high school, before I could drive. And my grandma and I used to watch, every like black and white movie you can imagine we've watched. And what I love about Gone with the Wind was, I was just like, okay, I'm a Scarlett O'Hara. That is me. Like, just this wily little ball of energy, you know, but you know, this Rhett Butler comes along and he's like, I'm not having it, miss. And he just puts her in her place. I love it. And she loves it. It's great. I mean, that to me is like the perfect, like, you know, when you see that, it's a really interesting, I think it's a really interesting representation. Always caught my attention, even back then, because I knew, even before being in a relationship, I knew what kind of female I was. You know these things. You start to know. You learn this very young. And so, like, it takes a man's man. It takes a man to really handle me. Like, I need a handler. I mean, I can be with, don't get me wrong, I can be with a lot of different guys, a lot of different personalities. But ultimately, like, you know, who I've ended up with and who I've had, like, relationships with and really, really deep, meaningful relationships with, those are... these are guys that just don't fuck around. I mean, they're going to be like, listen, miss, you know, I don't have time for this shit. I'm not putting up with your shit. Oh my gosh. And yeah, it's very funny. I think I mentioned, I don't know, maybe I didn't or didn't. So I've been in love like twice, like total, like where you're just, it's on. I mean, it's a full on whole body experience. And, The first guy that happened with was 11 years older than me. And I met him when I was 18. And I won't say who he was. He's a professional baseball player. And he played for a long time. And he flew me all over the country. And we, you know, we just, God, we had this thing, this connection. And, but he would not, I mean, not. He was from Oklahoma. So this was, he was just a manly kind of guy, you know, like, he wasn't having it. He wouldn't have any of my naughtiness, any of my whatever it was, attitudes, you know, and like, we're still friends. And it's interesting. We're still friends, but I'll tell you what, you put us in a room long enough. Every time we're together, you can't fight that attraction. There's something there. And that kind of, you know, maybe it was that experience that sort of really set the pace for, you know, what type of guy I was interested in. Although before that, I mean, I pretty much even knew, but I like a guy that makes a decision that knows how to hunt. I've just said this, like, I've said it so many times, like, to my friends. I know I've never said this on the podcast. I'm like, the guy can't fucking hunt. If you don't know how to fucking hunt, like, which, it sounds crazy because I don't even eat meat. But if a guy doesn't know how to freaking take down a female, I don't know. You don't know how to get her to, you don't know how to court her. You just don't know what to do, how to close the deal. I'm beyond turned off. I mean, literally beyond turned off. And that doesn't necessarily, it's not like you're just this aggressive asshole. That doesn't work. No, not about that at all. You have to be a strategist. You have to be, or just be yourself. You know, I mean, but I don't want somebody that's fake, but I'm just saying, like, you need to know how to close a deal. Ask somebody out. So having grown up with, I mean, I'm sorry to date myself here, but, you know, obviously when I was early teens, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have cell phones either. Well, maybe we had the brick phones, but kids didn't have cell phones. And you had change in so that you could call on a payphone if you needed to. But, you know, there wasn't this, like, I'm going to flirt. Oh, I'll send you a flirt. I'm going to flirt. Like, I'll get guys that just keep flirting and keep flirting. Or they'll send me, hi, or how are you today? Every week, it's the same thing. And I never respond. Never. I can't respond to, I guess, for lack of a better word, lameness. I don't know how else to put it. I'm not trying to sound mean or cruel about it. But, you know, you get these guys like, they'll do everything they can to flirt. That's great. That's just priming the pump. You're just priming the pump, guys. Okay, you got my attention. Now I'm waiting for you for the next thing. It's like tapping me on the shoulder and then looking me in the eye and then going and freezing and just walking away. You fucking choked. You got my attention. Yes. Hello. Here I am. and they can't close the fucking deal. I don't get it. I do not get it. I do not get it. Granted, I don't know what it's like to try to pursue a woman. But for fuck's sake, when you have her attention, I mean, like, the door is open. Just go through, walk through it. Oh, you know, just take a step in. Say, you know, ask her out. Whatever. A meeting. I don't know. It's really strange. Very, very, very strange. But yeah, I am an aggressive female, but when it comes to this stuff, oh no. No, no. I am not going to be the fucking man. If I have to be the man, if I have to grow a dick and be a man, no. I'm out. It's not going to work. I can't stand that. It's the biggest turnoff for me. And I think, and I know it's the biggest turnoff for a lot of women because they don't want to be the man, and they don't want to be the man in the relationship. And, you know, again, that goes back to the, you know, the gender roles. And I, you know, you see this, everybody knows, everybody can relate to when they see somebody, somebody demasculating their husband, their boyfriend, and they constantly do that. You know why they do that? That is a practice of nature. You see that with animals because somebody has to be dominant. And if somebody can't step up and be dominant, there's an imbalance. And the other, whether you're talking about horses, dogs, rabbits, rats, owls, antelope, whatever, there is a natural order. Somebody is the dominant one. And when there's a dominant one, everybody else is in line and comfortable. It's like, okay, I know my place. When there's no leader, you have all these yahoos. Somebody's going to step up and try to run the ship. As dysfunctional as that may be, you see that with children that run the household, unruly kids. You see that with people, we go to their house and their dogs are, you know, misbehave, terrible. It's the same thing. It's so obvious. It's the natural order is out of line. It's out of whack. And, you know, everything's meant to run the way it was designed to run. Stop fucking with it. You don't have to fuck with it. Now, again, that doesn't mean women, and I'm not taking a step back for women by any stretch. No, please don't email me with some crazy winged out bullshit. I'm not saying women should be subservient. I'm saying that if you want to be happy as a female with a male, that there's a simple and easy way to do it. And believe me, you're still pretty much kind of sort of in control if you want to look at it that way. But you have to understand what the dynamic is and how to make your man happy. That's it. If he's happy, you're going to be happy. Trust me, I know this. That's the way it is. It's really simple. Make him happy and you'll be happy because they're so much more easily satisfied than women are. Really. I mean, it's true. I don't know that anybody's going to differ with me on that one. Maybe there's a few guys, but like I said, pretty much men are pretty basic and pretty simple. And I'm not saying that in a condescending way. I'm saying it just like they're not as complicated emotionally as women are. It's a bit of a curse for us, but that's, you know, we're kind of wired that we're just cuckoo that way. Men get, you know, it's a simple thing for them. And so if you want to be, you know, regardless of the status of the dynamic, you know, if you're dealing with men and women, there's a way to make it simple and harmonious. And then there's a way to make it complicated and fucked up. Most people are focused on making it complicated and fucked up. That's how I see it. That's my opinion. I know that's going to, again, that's probably going to sound really out of left field, you know, for someone like me who's just doesn't, you know, who is kind of noncommittal and I'm, you know, doing this crazy thing, but it's not because it, you know what, it's more because I get it. Like I really, really do. I think the problem is a lot of people don't get it. They don't understand, you know, what, just basically what a man is about and basically what a woman is about and how to make those two, you know, run harmoniously. We're intricately designed for each other. We are. It's really a fantastic thing. But somehow it's, you know, and a simple thing actually, but somehow along the way it's gotten kind of complicated. And I do notice and appreciate my friends that have amazing marriages and relationships. And I'll tell you, with every single one of those, it's because they are, it's really because the women are like, they're on it. They're like, listen, I know what to do. I know what my man needs to be happy. And they make sure he gets it, whatever that is. And they're treated like a princess. It's really, really simple. Because guys don't get, you know, really don't, if they really care about you, they don't get stingy and whatever. When you're making them feel like $1 million, you will get it back in spades. That is the simple and plain truth. And if you don't, you know, like I said, if he's just a stingy ding dong, well, you know, you picked a stingy ding dong, and then you got to kind of look to yourself like, you know, what did I miss here? Why did I pick this person? But really, you know, if you just take care of him, take care of a guy, you're going to get it back in spades. So there's my conservative, true, actual belief, you know, when and if, you know, I ever either A, go one-on-one or B, go the M word, you know, it's just something I take so, so, so seriously, you know, because I can't do something half-assed. It has to be like, I'm all in. And if I'm all in, then, you know, that's a lot of work involved. It's a big commitment. So there you go. There's my view on the male-female dynamic. Again, I continue to be bombarded with guys that, like I said, I don't know. I really do not understand it for the life of me. Why they can't close the deal. It's really easy. It's really not that hard. But I think that they've been, you know, bombarded by aggressive women, and, you know, and they don't have to kind of do what's natural, and that's fine. You know, those are the guys that get, you know, their man cards taken. Or, you know, they get stuck with a real aggressive female who's demasculating them. And I just, like, I have no, that's to me is just so unsexy. I have no desire to do that, you know. I want a man to be a man, you know. And if I'm getting a little out of control or out of step, somebody better, he better be able to tell me, you know, like, respectful but firm, like, hey, this shit's not gonna fly. But anyway. All right, there you go. There you have it. There's my interesting and little known perspective on, you know, male female dynamics. It's a conservative point of view, and I actually think that it's a balanced point of view. And you know, if more people that actually were committed and wanted to be in one-on-one relationships or marriages followed that, I think that everybody would be a lot happier. But again, it's just an opinion, just a thought. Do with it what you will. Again, thank you for listening. Questions or comments, go ahead and send them to Curious Girl at thecuriousgirldiaries.com.